This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Got a question for you, Sacramento. What do you think are some holidays or some holiday traditions that are going away, that are going extinct? Text in or call, even better, 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We want to hear your thoughts on this because we have a whole list here. And it's not just holidays. It's, you know, traditions that are, I guess, kind of holidays. Like, I'll give you an example and then you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, one of the things on here of things that are going to probably be going away sometime in the next 25 years, class reunions. Not a holiday, but it's kind of like a tradition that people do.
Okay.
And they said the reason why is social media.
I guess so. Also, it's seems like a big undertaking.
I loved my class reunions. But anyway, though, that going forward, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. Here's another one on there. Bobbing for apples at Halloween. I mean, I feel like that's already gone away.
What? Okay.
Did you ever actually bob for apples?
I think I have once.
It's really hard.
And I think I realized, like, nobody can do this.
Right.
There was a kid at a bobbing for apple. Well, I don't want to say a bobbing for apple party. That's it was a Halloween party where we bob for apples. And he's in there and he's trying to get an apple. And then he inhaled some water and then had a coughing fit into the water.
Oh, God.
And he was the first one to go. And I remember my dad going, "All right, so much for bobbing for apples." Here's another one. Gender reveal parties. Yes, pretty please. We have gotten too out of control with gender reveal parties.
What if it's the gender reveal party, but it's just like toned down?
Fine. That's fine. We the very first gender reveal party my wife and I had for our first kid was a cake. And the cake was blue inside.
Right. What's
that was
that?
It. There's nothing wrong with that at all. No. But I mean, now there's people that have light entire towns on fire.
I know.
To find out they're having a girl.
I've never even had a gender reveal party. But I mean, if people want to.
Another one. Traditions going away. Katie, you're going to love this one. My wife's going to hate it. Christmas cards.
Oh, thank God. You know my stance on Christmas cards. Stop giving them to me.
I tell my wife insists on sending Christmas cards out every year, and I always tell her, take Katie off the list.
Yeah, it stresses me out. When you give me something with a picture of your family on it,
yeah,
I find it so disrespectful to later, a month later, throw you into the trash.
At least you're keeping it for a month. That's nice.
Well, yeah, I'd like put them into the tree or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't.
Text messages coming in to 916. This one came in a couple times. Didn't know anybody was still doing this. Christmas caroling. That one came from 1890s London. Imagine that somebody comes to your house right now just to sing you a song.
That's magical.
You'd like it?
Yeah.
You would like it.
For like about 60 seconds, then like, okay, right. I gotta get back inside.
I think I needed to... It verges on for me somebody saying, I have a joke for you. Okay, this is being thrust upon me.
Yeah.
I didn't really ask for this. If it's a short spurt, okay, fine.
The only thing is there are no short Christmas songs.
Aren't.
I mean, those were not written in
And where
this
do I
year.
Look? Where do I look? Who do I look
right,
at?
Right, right. And you better be wearing a costume. Because if you just show up in like whatever like Aftershock 2022 shirt you have on, I'm going to be like, come on. Do you guys have any that you want to put on this list of holiday traditions or just regular traditions that are going to go away in the next 25 years?
Can we stop pretending that St. Patrick's Day is a thing?
Yeah.
All of St. Patrick's
just
Day.
Go drinking.
I think it's so weird.
Yeah.
It is kind of weird how we pretty much have it fully embraced. Like, you know, St. Patty's Day is Wednesday this year. So what? We're in F'd up!
Yeah.
One that I'll put on this list is I think that Elf on a Shelf is just going to end up just, I think all the elves are going into retirement.
Aww. You think so?
I think they have to because like.
There is an expectation that when they fly here every night from the North Pole.
Yeah.
It does seem like they are put to work.
Right. It seems like when they first started to come and bless us with their presence,
yeah.
It was delightful.
Yeah.
And then social media got involved, and I guess the pressure got on all the elves to just build little huts and have like fishing
ice
villages.
Cube igloos.
Right. And all the stay-at-home moms like just can't wait to take a picture of what their elf did the night before and post it to shame the rest of us. Look what they did. And it only cost the elf $240 to put all of this together. Keep the text messages coming into 909-1065.